This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We are joined by Stan Harris, President and CEO of the Louisiana Restaurant Association. Stan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. Great to be with you.
Stan, what are you hearing from your members in your organization as it relates to Francine?
Well, first, you know, as with past storms, restaurant and bar owners, people that operate hospitality businesses have to be pretty resilient and in some cases self-sufficient. And the first thing we remind everybody that is in our industry is that when they reopen after a storm, they don't need another health inspection just to operate safely like they would at any other time. But, you know, the challenge has been power and making sure that they have the ability to get their workforce into the place of work so they can get prep going and get ready, because we have a lot of visitors in town, as you've heard on your show already this morning.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge challenge, and if we don't get things aligned appropriately, it could be a huge miss, right?
Oh, yeah. First off, I mean, you've got to have power. And, you know, this was fortunately an event that moved very quickly. Most business interruption insurance, where you would be able to recover lost revenue, has a utility break component, and a lot of that's 48 or 72 hours before you can draw against it. So, you know, depending on what your policy says, but some may also have separate inventory coverage if they lost inventory because they were without power for some period of time. So always remind them, take photographs, do a listed inventory, make sure you're protecting yourself with that. And, you know, the one thing about our industry is that we're always trying to feed the neighbors, our first responders, the people that are here to do work for the utility companies and others. And it's just something that we take a great deal of pride in.
No doubt y'all are always there. In fact, I'm not sure that y'all ever say no.
Rarely.
but it's a good thing for sure. Obviously, well, the power thing is one issue. Let's talk a little bit about how the industry has fared over the summer leading into these fall months.
It's been terrible. This has been one of the worst summers in history, and a lot of it has to do with just the fact that the economy has slowed. We weren't picking up as much local businesses as we typically would pick up. That's why, you know, we partner with New Orleans and Company on culinary. We start the summer with Restaurant Week. All of those things are to try to encourage people to come out, support their local restaurants, their neighborhood restaurant, because it is a little bit tougher because we don't have as many activities. We don't have the fairs. We don't have the festivals. And we don't have the travelers. Even some of the leisure travel has been a little bit slower recovering since COVID.
Yeah. I know that a lot of folks are counting on the fall going into the Super Bowl in February. Your thoughts about that? Is it going to be enough? I mean, I've heard from so many restaurateurs that in the month of August, they still hadn't made a profit. I mean, they were still behind the eight ball.
Yeah, and I talked to some multi-unit operators in different areas across there, from polished casual, fast casual, full service, white tablecloth. They all say the same thing. You know, they're struggling, and they've got to be able to keep hold of their staff. Or when we do go into the fall, because as we go into October, we should be pretty busy all the way through February. And then again, we have carnival season, and then we get into the festival season. We go into Mother's Day and then graduation, and then summer's here again. So, you know, the good news is that we've got a very short memory for the struggle, and a very strong ability and a history of being able to step up and take care of folks who are looking to dine, enjoy our great food, enjoy our great seafood, but really the culinary talent and the professional service we have. We have a lot of people in our industry. They do this for a living. I did it for almost 30 years. It's something we take great pride in, showing people how well we can do what it is you get to enjoy when you come to our restaurants.
Stan, let's pivot back to the storm for a moment. I know there were probably several of your members that near flooded, or maybe even flooded. Do you have any information relative to that?
We don't have a list, but I have talked to quite a few people on, you know, the recovery things that they need to be able to do, and if we had some recommendations on some recovery resources. Because first thing we're going to do is, you know, tell them to contact their insurer. You know, we keep all that on our website. We've got the emergency preparedness for SBA and FEMA disaster assistance, the Department of Insurance, and then, you know, reaching out, whether it's Small Business Development or GOSEP or the Louisiana Business Emergency Operations Center. We're just trying to provide resources to connect those dots and say, look, this is what you have to do to operate safely. This is what you have to do to meet your guidelines under your health permit. And also to make sure, too, that, you know, you're building that supply chain again, because, you know, we were talking to one of the broadline distributors today that was asking us to see if we could help them with Entergy. They've been under generator power for about 18 hours now. And when you're running a huge freezer and refrigerated storage and warehouse facility, that takes a lot of fuel. So, you know, as soon as they can get back online, that's as soon as they're going to be able to get back to full capacity of getting distribution.
Absolutely. Final thoughts?
Well, final thoughts are, you know, when you come to dine right now, understand they might have a little bit limited on the menu. We've got the supply chain, produce, seafood, meats, those things that are usually fresh. Those folks have to get their businesses and their operations stood up again. Even though it was just for a day, day and a half, we got to be able to step in there because we don't know what they dealt with at their home. We don't know what their staff dealt with to get everyone back to work. We're blessed at the LRA. We're back working today. We've got full power. We thank our friends from Entergy. We thank the Jefferson Parish leadership for getting the water out of the way. And anything we can do to help anybody in the industry, they can reach out to us at the LRA at 454-2277.
Absolutely. You guys, Stan, are always great corporate partners. Stan Harris, President and CEO of the Louisiana Restaurant Association. Keep up the great work, and thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Newell. Appreciate the call. Bye.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. Got to get to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line with our continuing coverage in the aftermath of Hurricane Francine. Stay with us.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We're getting a number of requests on the text line about Cox Communications. We have reached out to them. We have not had a response yet, so it's not due to a lack of effort that we have nothing to report as it relates to Cox. If anybody from Cox Communications hears this, give us a call, 504-260-1870. So we can get an update there. Joining us on the line is the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. Billy, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Newell. How you doing?
Doing well, Billy. I know that you've been reaching out to people across the state. What are you hearing?
Well, obviously, you know, I had moved to the North Shore. We fared very well over here, considered to the people in Lower Lanier, New Orleans, Jefferson, and, of course, along the coast. Minimal damage over on the North Shore. I didn't fly with the governor this morning because we've got several parks that have taken on water, and met the staff out there this morning. We don't have damage to any of the cabins. Some trees down and flood into the park that we have to keep closed until that river goes down. But we didn't even lose power last night. So the North Shore, as that rain crossed the lake, it went from red on the map to orange and really broke up. So the North Shore didn't get the rainfall, I don't believe, that New Orleans and Jefferson got that flooded much of that area.
Yeah, a number of the weather folks were predicting that that was going to happen. It seems to have, for the most part. There were some areas that got a lot of rain there on the North Shore, but not like the intensity that we had on the South Shore.
Yeah, and the rivers over here, which are very high, are expected, I believe, to crest later today as that rain north comes down. So several of the marinas and a lot of the homes along the river, there are a few homes on the riverside I saw this morning as we went out that have water because that river came up in actually is almost to Highway 90 on in Madisonville there. It's pretty close to getting on the road.
Any surprises that you're hearing from folks? I know you've talked to quite a few people.
Yeah. You know, that jog it took and came a little more east. And, you know, it was kind of funny. As it was expected to really break up quickly when it came ashore, and it didn't. But then as it crossed north, it seemed to we didn't seem to get the winds or the rain expected north of the lake. And so, you know, it'd be nice to look at afterwards exactly what happened. But the minimal trees down and most of the areas that usually take a hit on this side of the lake really fared very well.
Yeah. I was listening to the governor's press conference earlier, some of the same information you're providing about that storm making that jog to the east and closer to the population centers. Interestingly, and, you know, you served as a parish president for a number of years, a lot of the parishes having trouble with their sewer systems and surface water penetration into the system. They're overwhelmed as well. You don't typically hear that, but this storm seems to have presented a challenge here.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was from flooding or water leaking into the system. I know when I was parish president, we would bring out generators to all the lift station areas immediately afterwards because we knew we were going to lose power. So we had generators on trailers that would roll out to those lift stations so you could flush the toilet and not have those problems. And we never seemed to have the problems that is happening in Jefferson and Plaquemines and those other parishes. And I'm not sure. I'm sure there'll be some investigation of what happened. whether it was leakage into the system or power being down, I'm not sure.
Well, I think it's going to end up being an all of the above. It's just, it was kind of surprising because we've gone through so many storms and we really didn't hear about that, right?
Yeah. You know, the rain that hit, unprecedented rain in Jefferson, I was shocked at how flooded it hit that area. And your heart breaks for those people that flooded once again, you know.
Absolutely. Entergy is making progress, and we will report some numbers out here shortly. Final thoughts?
Well, my heart's break for the people that went through this again, and this was a good battle test for a real major storm in light of, you know, it's never good for anyone that has damage of flooding, but I think we got through this one without a lot of major damage. And that's a good thing for Louisiana.
Absolutely. Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend. Stay safe.
All right, folks. Making some progress in Jefferson at 11 a.m., there were roughly 55,600 homes without power. At 12, it was 53,000, so restored power to about 3,000 homes. And the most recent report at 1 p.m., it looks like they had restored power to about another 5,000 homes, because at 1 p.m. they were down at 48,135. A lot of folks were calling me this morning, and you know, my feeling based on my experience always was around after 2 o'clock is when you're going to start seeing, I think, more of the bigger gains as it relates to the restoration of power. That typically is how it always works. They're finishing up their assessments. They're trying to figure out where the down lines are, how they can redirect and reestablish and re-energize those lines by coming from a different way, which is an opportunity that they have in a number of areas. And I think the same thing is going to hold true in the city of New Orleans. I'm trying to put the numbers together there. There's been some gain there as well. Not as many as thus far in Jefferson, but close. And so it looks like that progress is being made. A lot of folks are texting in saying they don't see an Entergy truck. A lot of times they're able to restore power to an area because they've identified the problem, and the solution is not really in the immediate neighborhood. It may be at the substation or otherwise, and they're working, I'm sure, feverishly on that. And when they recognize that there is something at the substation, they try to re-energize that, and then they head to the neighborhoods. All right, we're joined by Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Newell.
So we appreciate you joining us late last evening as the storm was still passing. I was looking at rain gauge totals, Mike, this morning. I was very interested in what it was. And Covington had one of the highest areas, 6.6 inches of rain there in Covington, quite a lot. What are you seeing in other areas of the parish?
That's absolutely correct, Newell. We had extensive rainfall numbers across the parish. Other areas, actually, Mandeville was over 7 inches, Madisonville over 5 inches, Slidell over 6 inches, and that was the numbers right before the last of the rainfall. So overall, we had between 6 and 10 inches of rain across the parish in different areas.
So that trailing edge, I think the last time that we talked to you last evening, y'all still didn't have the trailing edge pass through there. Did it present any significant challenges? Did anything change much?
No, actually, that was probably the highest wind gust that we received on that trailing edge. And our wind gauges at our Public Works operations barns and water gauges, but back to the wind gauges, showed gusts of only about 40 miles per hour, considering we just had a hurricane that was downgraded to a tropical storm. but our highest gust was 40 miles an hour, which we really expected more than that.
Mike, I know there's areas of the parish that typically flood. Homes get, you know, close to getting water there. Other than those areas, anything, any other areas that kind of surprised you that have standing water?
No, there were no surprises. Two of the areas that, and by the way, I'm standing right now on the banks of the Chifuncta River in Madisonville, and you might hear some background noise. The water from the Chifuncta River overtopped the banks and actually crossed Water Street in front of Morton's Restaurant. You may know where that is,
yep.
Right on the Chifuncta River. The water has since receded, but I'm standing here just observing how the water has receded to go back almost back to the bulkhead, and so that's one of the areas. But at the end of Three Rivers Road, there's a neighborhood called Lazy Rivers, and that community gets water across the streets, and they have little canals. Most of the homes are raised, but it prevents the automobiles from getting in and out. And in fact, I rode down there yesterday before the storm, and everybody parks their cars up Three Rivers Road in anticipation of the high water. So that is one area. And in the Slidell area, along Bayou Liberty Road and Coin de Leston, that neighborhood always receives water, and they have it as well. Just a few reports of flooded homes in areas that normally receive high water.
And we talked to the CLECO representative earlier, Ms. Fran Phoenix, and I know that they were working hard and trying to reestablish power. Where do y'all stand?
Absolutely. We've been in touch with our utility providers since yesterday. We're served by CLECO, Washington, St. Tammany Electric, and a small portion of our parish is served by Entergy. The numbers were high, but they're continually to drop. I think at one time, CLECO in St. Tammany had over 18,000 customers out, maybe even more. Actually, I think it was up in the 30,000. But they're down, I think, to like about 10,000 or less right now out of their 100,000 customers here in St. Tammany. Washington St. Tammany Electric has about 7,000 out of their 32,000 customers. And Entergy has under 100 still out of power with their 4,000-plus customers. So the utility contractors got out early this morning. Roads were cleared. There was not a lot of road blockage. So they were able to get out and immediately start restoring power to our citizens.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us and sharing that update with us. We really appreciate it. Best of luck to you guys in your recovery efforts.
And we'll keep you posted, Newell, you and WWL Radio, and we thank you for reaching out to us.
Thank you, sir. That's Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. We're joined by Jacqueline Hotard, president of St. John the Baptist Parish, someone I really love, but I only get to talk to in the event of a storm. Or I run into her at a grocery store every now and again.
Good afternoon. How are you?
How are you doing?
The feeling is mutual. And thank you again for just keeping us, on the air and helping us keep our residents informed. How did you make out?
We did well. No problems. But you guys, I think y'all still have about 6,800 power outages in St. John. How did y'all fare?
That's correct. 6,800 still without power, but that's down from about 14,000 this morning. So
oh, that's huge.
I mean, Entergy is really, yeah, they have crews all over the parish, both sides of the river. So they're working very quickly. So we're pleased to see that. I'm out in the field right now just kind of doing some windshield assessments. There's still a little bit of water in some areas, but I would say overall we fared a lot better than what I expected, just watching how this storm was setting up and knowing that the lake was high, the grounds were saturated, heavy rain. It gave me a Isaac feel. So I'm pleased that we didn't experience that. However, of course, you know, having just one home take on water is an unfortunate situation, and we had several, but just not the mass destruction that I thought it could have been with a hurricane like Hurricane Isaac did, a big rainmaker.
Jacqueline, y'all have had some levee work done, right, recently. How did that fare?
Yes, well, the big West Shore levee project that will provide storm surge protection to, you know, East Bank of St. John, where we have storm surge problems, that project is under construction. It's expected to be completed in spring of 2027. But there is about a 3-foot sand base that's already in place that probably provided a little bit of storm surge protection. It's possible. But, I mean, until that project's fully completed, you know, and the gates are locked and the pumps are in place, we won't have that full protection that we need.
Yeah. Did anything, you know, as this storm jogged more a little east and then a little more, and I know I've been in the room in the EOC and the angst and anxiety goes up, anything surprise you about this storm?
It didn't. We felt like the earlier models that said it would come in about where it did were more accurate. You know, it sometimes takes that little, you know, hop to the left, to the right. But the earlier models indicated that this storm was going to come in about where it did. So we prepared for that. And, you know, we made all of our final preparations with that in mind, with getting sandbag locations out early and some of those things. So Francine did just what we expected her to do.
A number of parishes have been experiencing problems with their sewage system. How about you guys?
We are experiencing some problems just because of the, you know, the electricity outages. And so we're putting generators on our most critical stations. We're asking residents to try and limit anything that would put, you know, unnecessary water into our wastewater systems, washing clothes, running the dishwasher, washing dishes, those types of things. We're asking residents to refrain from doing anything like that right now. But look, you know, in South Louisiana, people clean up their houses and cut their grass before the storm comes. So we're hoping it won't be too much to ask folks to not do that right now.
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts, you know, just very thankful for the outcome. You know, no one was rescued. You know, we didn't have any loss of life, anything like that. We can replace property. We're standing up our St. John long-term recovery group. They're set to open on Monday so we can assist those residents that are uninsured or underinsured. And really just want to thank the residents for being so cooperative and just patient, you know. And thankfully, the weather's nice. So even though the electricity's out, you can open your window and just kind of be thankful.
But in your preliminary assessment, has there been much storm damage, like roof damage and stuff like that?
There is. We do have, I'm glad you mentioned that, we do have our fire department. They have an emergency support function doing damage assessments, and so it's very sophisticated software we use. The last I checked, we had about 100 structures, homes that had damage, and they ranked them in different categories based on FEMA's guidelines, whether it's moderate or severe. And so right now we're at about 100 structures that sustained some type of damage, whether it was flood, wind-driven rain, or wind damage. And so we're getting a good feel for all of the damage in St. John.
Yeah.
So folks may see, you know, fire department out there or some of our planning and zoning folks out there doing those assessments so that we can report back to FEMA exactly what the damage is in St. John.
Absolutely. Well, once again, thank you so mm-hmm. much for joining us. Jacqueline Hotard, president of St. John the Baptist Parish. Stay safe, mm-hmm. my friend.
Thank you, Sheriff. Bye-bye.
We will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll talk to Joey Zapardo when we return, so stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Joey Zapardo from Zapardo's Supermarket. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So did you guys, it looks like on the map, did y'all lose power? I know y'all have generator backup.
We did lose power. We're still out of power from the city, but like you said, we have a big generator, and you would never know the difference walking in the store right now.
Right. Last evening was a little bit weird. I'm sure you are around the store, the water coming up in the canal. Did you see that? Did you witness what was going on?
So by the time the water became an issue, we had, you know, our whole staff had, we had already sent them home. Mm-hmm. So we had already closed up for that. And so I didn't personally see it firsthand. But I can tell you the job that y'all do, I mean, I have to commend y'all because the service you guys provide, I mean, gives you everybody in the city such a sense of calm knowing that you're going to be there for us. So I do want to thank y'all for that. It really helps out. And when you can't actually see it, just hearing y'all talk about it does help out. I did start to see it on the news, and I was shocked at how flooding there was in the area. But I mean, I guess knowing how it came down, it's not surprising.
Yeah. You guys are up and running. What are you hearing from people at the store today?
So, you know, there's so many people that don't have power right now. So many of my staff still don't have power. And it really warms your heart that they come in here to work knowing that they have their own issues at their house and they're still here to provide such a noble service to the community and to make sure that other people have what they need. They're putting other people first, and it just shows you the kind of people they are. I mean, it's fun to see and fun to be a part of helping the community and knowing that. People who are out of power right now are coming in here getting hot meals because, you know, if you've ever tried to cook when you don't have power and do it by candlelight or by flashlight, we have those challenges that come with that. So obviously our hot bar is a big hit right now. This morning we were dated with people coming in just to get breakfast and coffee and things like that. But and still, even right now, we have people in line to get lunch off of our hot bar.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing how you miss those things that your routine items, right? Every day. I missed my coffee shop.
Sure.
I went back there twice this morning before I reported to work, hoping that they would open. There were a couple of workers there. They were trying to pull it together, but they couldn't do it in time. So I had to make alternative arrangements. But, you know, you become that creature of habit, and those habits die hard.
Certainly. We never sold so many cups of coffee as we did this morning, and we could hardly keep up. And the funny thing is even out front when people started getting up and moving, we had people charging their cell phones in every outlet they could find in the grocery because they had no power at their house. And we live with these cell phones connected to our ears.
Absolutely. Thank you for all that y'all do, and thank you for being able to stay open. Your family has been great corporate partners to the parish of Jefferson for a long, long time, and I always appreciate it. Same. Keep up the great work.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it, and like I said, we appreciate you being there. I mean, we're on our fourth generation of family operating the store, so we've learned a lot, and we've built up some really valuable relationships with people like you and all of our vendors that have given us the opportunity to serve everybody in the community. And it's a really touching part. That's something to be a part of.
Absolutely.
And the fact that we have bread when no one else does, and we can get in water last minute because, hey, you know what? I know the water guy. I got a cell phone. He'll come bring it to me first. And, I mean, we were the first ones to get ice this morning. And, obviously, if you've lost power, you know how important ice is to make sure that the stuff in your freezer and your refrigerator don't spoil. So the relationships we've built by being in business almost 100 years has helped us so tremendously. Serve the public, and that's the important part.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. We got Scott Walker, Councilman at Large, joins us now. He's only got a few minutes. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hi, Noel.
I know you've made your way around the East Bank. What are you seeing?
Not a lot of damage that we've seen. Just you can tell where water lines are and where water went last night. Some trees down, some limbs down, debris all over, but nothing significant in terms of real damage that we've been able to lay our eyes on so far. We were spent most of the morning on the East Bank, and we're on the West Bank now at the EOC. We're going to do this 2 o'clock news conference where the parish president will have some new information about a number of things. So I encourage everybody to tune into that on Facebook or local news, which will carry it as well.
Scott, I know y'all have probably been in communication with Entergy. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I just talked to Jimmy Aitken, who's our energy representative. He'll be at the news conference as well. And 30% of power has been restored already, he just told me, and they hope to get a lot more on by this evening. So this is going to be a quicker restoration process, obviously, than something like Hurricane Ida, where we had so many power poles down. This is just more reconnecting power that's still up and standing and just needs to, it either had a tree hit it or had some had something knock it out of service. So this will be a quicker restoration. I don't think we're going to be without power for several days. This will hopefully be resolved in the next couple of days. But I don't want to speak for Entergy. I'll let them do that.
Let me ask you, have you been in contact with Cox Communications? We've had a lot of questions come in on the text line about Cox. We've tried to reach out to them. We haven't been able to connect up with anyone. Any information with Cox?
Well, just like Hurricane Ida, we've heard zero from Cox. It's a constant battle. We don't get very much communication in times like this from them. So the public's not alone in that.
That's something we need to change, right? I mean, I remember the frustrations in Ida, and that's why I'm asking the question. Here we are again.
Yeah, we brought them in, and they promised it would be better, and we just haven't heard anything yet. So I'm not sure what the story is.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
Let me backtrack. I was about to skip to something else. The garbage.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Joey Zapardo from Zapardo's Supermarket. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So did you guys, it looks like on the map, did y'all lose power? I know y'all have generator backup.
We did lose power. We're still out of power from the city, but like you said, we have a big generator, and you would never know the difference walking in the store right now.
Right. Last evening was a little bit weird. I'm sure you are around the store, the water coming up in the canal. Did you see that? Did you witness what was going on?
So by the time the water became an issue, we had, our whole staff had, we had already sent them home. Mm-hmm. So we had already closed up for that. And so I didn't personally see it firsthand. But I can tell you, the job that y'all do, I mean, I have to commend y'all, because the service you guys provide, I mean, gives you everybody in the city such a sense of calm knowing that you're going to be there for us. So I do want to thank y'all for that. It really helps out. And when you can't actually see it, just hearing y'all talk about it does help out. I did start to see it on the news, and I was shocked at how flooding there was in the area. But, I mean, I guess knowing how it came down, it's not surprising.
Yeah. You guys are up and running. What are you hearing from people at the store today?
So, there's so many people that don't have power right now. So many of my staff still don't have power. And it really warms your heart that they come in here to work knowing that they have their own issues at their house, and they're still here to provide such a noble service to the community and to make sure that other people have what they need. They're putting other people first, and it just shows you the kind of people they are. I mean, it's fun to see and fun to be a part of helping the community and knowing that. People who are out of power right now are coming in here getting hot meals because, if you've ever tried to cook when you don't have power and do it by candlelight or by flashlight, we have no challenges that come with that. So obviously our hot bar is a big hit right now. This morning we were dated with people coming in just to get breakfast and coffee and things like that. But and still, even right now, we have people in line to get lunch off of our hot bar.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing how you miss those things that your routine items, right? Every day. I missed my coffee shop.
Sure.
I went back there twice this morning before I reported to work, hoping that they would open. There were a couple of workers there. They were trying to pull it together, but they couldn't do it in time. So I had to make alternative arrangements. But, you know, you become that creature of habit, and those habits die hard.
Certainly. We never sold so many cups of coffee as we did this morning, and we could hardly keep up. And the funny thing is even out front when people started getting up and moving, we had people charging their cell phones in every outlet they could find in the grocery because they had no power at their house, and we live with these cell phones connected to our ears.
Absolutely. Thank you for all that y'all do, and thank you for being able to stay open. Your family has been great corporate partners to the parish of Jefferson for a long, long time, and I always appreciate it. Same. Keep up the great work.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate you being there. I mean, we're on our fourth generation of family operating this store, so we've learned a lot, and we've built up some really valuable relationships with people like you and all of our vendors that have given us the opportunity to serve everybody in the community. And it's a really touching part. That's something to be a part of.
Absolutely.
And the fact that we have bread when no one else does, and we can get in water last minute because, hey, you know what? I know the water guy. I got a cell phone. He'll come bring it to me first. And, I mean, we were the first ones to get ice this morning. And, obviously, if you've lost power, you know how important ice is to make sure that the stuff in your freezer and your refrigerator don't spoil. So the relationships we've built by being in business almost 100 years has helped us so tremendously. The public, and that's the important part.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. We got Scott Walker, Councilman at Large, joins us now. He's only got a few minutes. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hi, Noel.
I know you've made your way around the East Bank. What are you seeing?
Not a lot of damage that we've seen. Just you can tell where water lines are and where water went last night. Some trees down, some limbs down, debris all over. But nothing significant in terms of real damage that we've been able to lay our eyes on so far. We spent most of the morning on the East Bank, and we're on the West Bank now at the EOC. We're going to do this 2 o'clock news conference where the parish president will have some new information about a number of things. So I encourage everybody to tune into that on Facebook or local news, which will carry it as well.
Scott, I know y'all have probably been in communication with Entergy. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I just talked to Jimmy Aitken, who's our energy representative. He'll be at the news conference as well. And 30% of power has been restored already, he just told me, and they hope to get a lot more on by this evening. So this is going to be a quicker restoration process, obviously, than something like Hurricane Ida, where we had so many power poles down. This is just more reconnecting power that's still up and standing and just needs to, it either had a tree hit it or had some had something knock it out of service. So this will be a quicker restoration. I don't think we're going to be without power for several days. This will hopefully be resolved in the next couple of days. But I don't want to speak for Entergy. I'll let them do that.
Let me ask you, have you been in contact with Cox Communications? We've had a lot of questions come in on the text line about Cox. We've tried to reach out to them. We haven't been able to connect up with anyone. Any information with Cox?
Well, just like Hurricane Ida, we've heard zero from Cox. It's a constant battle. We don't get very much communication in times like this from them. So the public's not alone in that.
That's something we need to change, right? I mean, that's. I remember the frustrations in Ida, and that's why I'm asking the question. Here we are again.
Yeah, we brought them in, and they promised it would be better, and we just haven't heard anything yet. So I'm not sure what the story is.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
Look, it just... Let me backtrack. I was about to skip to something else. The garbage service, we're right now, I just got a call while I've been on the phone from our garbage collector to make sure that everything is picked up on Saturday or the Friday, the next collection, because I know people are going to have things spoiling in refrigerators and you don't want to sit on the curb very long. So we're trying to make sure that everything will be picked up. You just need to, not just your can, but bags and other things that you put out on the curb, that'll be done. But otherwise, just keep an eye on what the parish president and the rest of everybody who's here will say in the next few minutes at this news conference, and we'll have all the latest information, some of which I don't even know yet. So we'll find out very shortly.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate it, and stay safe.
Thanks, Noel.
All right. Scott Walker, Councilman at Large for Jefferson Parish. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We'll have continuing coverage in the aftermath of Hurricane Francine. Scoots up next, and he'll be with you from 2 till 6, I think, today. And we will be providing coverage of Thursday night football, if my memory serves me correct, as well. So that'll be coming your way as well. I want to thank all of the staff, many of whom have been here for a couple of nights now, and we certainly appreciate all of the hard work that they put in to this endeavor, this initiative, and trying to get as much information current and relative to you throughout the storm. We'll continue coverage tomorrow. We'll have some follow-ups. The primary concern in everybody's mind, obviously, is power restoration. If you go to Entergy.com, you can see the outage maps that are there. And as they continue to restore power, Scott Walker just said that the most recent numbers are they've been able to restore about 30% of the power in Jefferson Parish, which is a good thing. My experience has always said after 2 o'clock is when you start to see a lot of gains in that regard, and hopefully that will be the same this time. I know it's frustrating. Just be patient, trying to get through this situation. So many different challenges on so many different fronts, and a lot of folks working really hard trying to make it happen for sure. So exhibit a little patience out there. Understand that intersectional lights, if they're out, treat it as though it's a four-way stop. So stay tuned. Scoot's coming your way. We'll see you guys again in the morning at 10. Have a great evening.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.